Blog Talk Radio.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Sing it again.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Woman to woman,
woman to woman,
songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
As Mr. John was saying,
We do have a special guest, and I'm going to step back, but I just want to acknowledge that we have us in the house, and I'm just going to give a little briefing. She is a dynamic woman of God. She has a journey she's going to share with you. She's a wife, mother, entrepreneur, and co-pastor of Harvest International Church, and we are so honored to have her on Woman to Woman, and we are excited about what God is going to do through her on tonight.
Oh, definitely. You know, I was talking to my girls earlier, and I was like, I asked one of my older daughters. My daughters are crazy. So when you hear this, don't get weirded out. But I said, do you still have your cape? Because they all had Supergirl capes, little mm-hmm. pink ones that we had got from, I think it was Six Flags Magic Mountain. And she was like, no. She was like, why do you want my cape? I said, because I'm so super excited. I want to put the cape on and show how excited I am. Because we have Lady Nova Scott with us. And I can't explain how excited I am to have her here on our show. And once she starts sharing her story, you guys will understand and you too can become excited, because she's not going to just get you excited about her and what she's done and what's occurred in her life, but she's going to get you excited about you, who you are, and what God is going to do in your life. And so I'm just bubbling over, because I'm like, okay, it's going to be some breakthroughs tonight. It's going to be some people planning out their next step with God and just really getting excited about their journey and their walk with God. But again, we have, and I love calling her Lady. She doesn't like titles, but she is such the lady, so graceful, so humble, and approachable too. You know, you have a lot of leaders that you feel like you can't come to and you can't connect with, or you have to go through this big, you know, rigmarole to get to that person. You have to go through this big circle of people who are keeping, you know, standing in between you and that person. But Lady Nova is not like that at all. You know, for those people who have her on their phone, you know, have her telephone number, they know that they could give her a call and she's like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, and those people of you that don't know her, after this evening, you'll want to get to know her. There's so many different things going on in her life, and we're going to especially talk about the clothing store that she has, the clothing boutique, because that's really exciting for me too. But without further ado, I would love for Lady Nova to introduce herself and tell you a little bit about herself.
Well, hello there, people out there. I'm so excited to be a part of the Woman to Woman show. My name is Nova Scott, and I'm, number one, I'm Jamaican. Yes, yes. So I love to cook curry chicken and all the other Jamaican dishes. So that's for another day. But and I'm a mom of three. I have three kids. One is six, one is four, and the other one is two. And then I have a husband who is dynamic, awesome man of God. And then I have a business, so I'm an entrepreneur as well, like you guys said. So I'm just reiterating, but, you know. And then we just launched a church out in Orange County in Brea called Harvest International Church. So I'm excited about that, too. So I head up the worship team. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow, and how is that heading up the worship team?
Oh, it's cool. It's a stretch because, of course, I've been singing all my life with different choirs and different worship teams, and now to stand up now and to have to lead now, you know, and head it up, it's a stretch, you know.
Oh, wow.
Anything new is a stretch, regardless of whatever it is. It's a stretch. So that's all I'm going to leave it there. It's a stretch, but it's awesome, though. I love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. I know worship is such an intimate experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're charged with carrying people, being that that person that has to help people break that barrier of getting into the presence of God, and you have to make sure that you're lined up and you're hearing
exactly.
from God,
mm-hmm.
so that you can make
mm-hmm.
sure that the atmosphere and the spirit is just
mm-hmm.
fine. So,
yep. I mean, it's just like you saying, you know, a person will say, Lord, give me a word in season for those who are weary. That's what worship is like to me. Lord, give me a song that's in season that will be for those who are weary, so they don't just come to church for a concert, quote unquote, which is what a lot of churches have become, concert driven. Like, we'll do the lights. Well, nothing's wrong with the lights, but they've lost focus of, you know, of the heart of God and creating an atmosphere of an open heaven atmosphere. So when people come in now, they experience the presence of God and something changes about them. But by the time they leave the doors, something is different. They don't go home the same. So.
Wow. You know, and we're going to get more into the church, because I want everybody to have the opportunity to be able to know where the church is,
mm-hmm.
so that they can experience visiting the church. Again, you and your husband are both dynamic men and women of God. I remember when I first met your husband,
mm-hmm.
He is just so awesome.
He is.
Lovable. Like, he just connects with everybody.
Yeah,
in some kind of way that he just taps into who you are, like really sees who you are,
mm-hmm.
picks up on your personality, and you're just like, okay, this is my old friend from. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. Yep.
So that is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I like about you guys, I'm really going to take the conversation into a different area, but I just can't help sharing how much I love you guys.
Oh.
But another thing I like about you guys is that T.D. Jakes' sermon for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he talked about is, you know, he shared this story about his granddaughter. They were taking a picture, and he shared this story about it was dark in the building, so there was not enough light to really take the picture. And the
mm-hmm.
granddaughter, she found a flashlight, and she was holding the light and said, so that everybody could take the picture. And they were like, well, don't you want to get in the picture? And she was like, no, I want to be the
mm-hmm.
one to hold the light so everybody else can be in the picture. You and your husband are so like that.
Aww.
Just like you guys would just hold the light for everybody else and never have to be in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people out there that just want to be in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, I'm just, I just truly love you guys.
Aww.
One of the things I want to first get into and share with our audience is that you all are new to California.
Yes.
You're not native Californian.
No, we're not.
You know, really want them to hear about how you came to California. I've heard the story,
mm-hmm.
and I've always been amazed with the story. It's one of my touchstones for starting new things
mm-hmm.
and really trusting in God. And I really want our listening audience to hear about just how you heard a word from God,
mm-hmm.
you and your husband heard a word from God, and started a journey that you
okay.
did not know you would be
oh,
here.
Oh, no idea. Exactly. So it all started actually when we first got married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, babe, I know you're listening. He's probably like, what you going to say now? But when we first got married, the Holy Spirit started dealing with me, because we were in Houston, Texas, at the church that he grew up in, and he was working there. He's very faithful. So he's just faithfully working and doing, you know, a great job at this church. But the Holy Spirit started dealing with me like maybe a year into our marriage, where I was telling him, we're not going to be here for very long. I just feel it. We're not going to be here very long. And he was like, girl, like he thought that I was just being unsubmissive. Like, oh, she just doesn't want to connect to what I'm doing. But I'm like, no, like I feel it, you know, I feel it in my belly, you know. And it's like God started dealing with me, and I started feeling the shift and transition, like even 2 years before we actually transitioned. So a year after that, he hears the voice of God say, you know, I'm commanding you to go to California. And so he resigns the position at the church and everything like that. And then there starts a journey where literally God would start to humble us. Things would start to strip away. Relationships would be redefined. And you'd be in the faith fight of your life, meaning like, you know, the typical normal things that you would have, like the basic necessity, the needs, like your light bill, like, you know, hot showers, guests, your guests being on, you know, Pampers for our son, because we had a son at the time, and we had just purchased a home. So it was as if, you know, you ever have your plans and you invest in your plans and you're like, oh, this is about to be good. I'm going to paint the room this way. I'm going to you do whatever it is that we plan, and then the Holy Spirit comes, he just shakes it up,
wow.
You know. And next thing you know, you're on this faith fight, this faith journey where God has spoken something, but everything around you is opposite of what he's spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through, you know, a year of struggle, a year of do you really believe what God said?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and are you going to continue to believe and step out and walk and use your action steps to get there despite how you feel, your emotions, despite your mind, because your mind is telling you something totally different. It's telling you a different story than what the Spirit of God has said. So
wow.
That's how we started off like that, you know, believing God for basic stuff like, you know, water, food,
mm-hmm.
Pampers for our son, you know, the things that you normally have, we didn't have in that season. And God would, the thing about God, he's so amazing that, you know, people always say God is, he's always on time. He might not show up when you want to, but he show up, he's right on time. And that became so true for us because, like, literally, we'd be there and be like the last pamper that my son would have. And God would raise up somebody at that moment. He's wearing the last pamper. We're like, God, we have no money, but you said, you told us to do this.
Uh-huh.
We have no money coming in now. And somebody would say, can we buy Pampers for your son? You know,
mm.
Or, you know, when we finally transitioned here and moved here, we didn't have any milk. And my son was a milk addict. I mean, screaming, throwing and rolling around on the ground if he didn't have his milk. Right. And so it was one day we were like on the last drop of milk and we like, okay, God, you sent us to California.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are living in somebody else's living space because they said we could come stay with them, you know. And we're here like, okay, God, you, my husband, he got this righteous thing in him. Like, God, you said it. And he started speaking to the refrigerator and he spoke milk. He's like,
wow.
This milk. Somebody calls like literally later on that day and says, I have 4 gallons of milk for you.
Wow.
So these are the things that we learn in transition. It's the trust in God even when you don't feel him.
Mm-hmm.
And when his voice is silent, trust in God,
wow.
You know, and holding on to that. So,
Was there times where you all got scared, you know, especially when you know that here's some things about you. You're capable of making more
mm-hmm,
money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just bought a house and you're just letting all of these things that you have go.
Mm-hmm.
And what we, as in the world, were perceived as security.
Mm-hmm.
I have my house. I have my job. I know I can pay for this. I know
mm-hmm.
I can make that. And now I'm letting this all go because I have this burn on the inside of me
mm-hmm.
that's telling me, let it go. Was there times where you were scared, and was there times where even loved ones were saying, you should not be doing this?
Oh, everybody. So so you got your friends thinking you're crazy, like, what is wrong with y'all? Number one, you got this beautiful house that you just bought, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like, what, you know? But the thing prior to this season for me, I went through my own personal season of stripping away. So for me, this was like a little water, a little drop of water in the bucket compared to things that I had been through in the past where God had stripped me down and humbled me. And, I mean, taken, not that he took it away, but you go through certain things where you hit rock bottom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're hanging on to everything he told you to do. And even though, you know, people are walking out on you, people are, you know, turning, people are, you know, talking about you behind their backs, and you go through stuff. So I had prior to after graduating college, I could not find a job.
Wow.
I could not, people, you know, you hear the story of, oh, girl, I got you. I'm the manager of this company. And as soon as you get out of school, I got you, girl. None of that came through. So all these failed campaign, political promises, quote unquote,
uh-huh.
I'm using like my own little term for it, but people with these campaign promises, quote unquote, but never came through. So after I graduated from Oral Roberts University, I went to school for broadcast journalism. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get me a job in TV. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the next Oprah. I'm going to be doing – no, I'm telling you, you're going through this faith confession like, Oprah, you get my seat warm, Oprah. You're warming my seat up, and I'm next, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened was after that, like right after I graduated, actually before my graduation day, there was a prophet that came to me, and she said to me, she said, right when you graduate, you're not going to get a job. She said, God, because there are certain things in you that God wants to break and God wants to heal some things in you. And so he's going to take you through a season that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. It's almost going to be like a roundabout where you're going to see your friends and different people who you know they're going to get jobs, they're going to get the positions, and you're not, because God is going to do some things in you. So literally, like, graduated, no job. Mm-hmm. I have this apartment, you know, and I have a friend that I'm that you know, we're in this apartment together, and I can't pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
So now, So now I say, okay, I can't get a job. I'm gonna start in this catering business. So I go, I get my food handler's permit. I start catering, doing Jamaican foods, and selling that. And it, I mean, it wasn't a lot of money, because you know when you start a business, it takes time to grow it. So it wasn't like I was getting business out there, but it was just enough to maybe basically buy me maybe something to eat, you know.
Uh-huh.
So from there, God started stripping me. So you have people who were in your life before, who you've mentored and who you've poured your all into now, and they're starting to look at you like, mm-hmm, you mooch, or you're this, you're that. So you have all these different things. So relationships start to get redefined.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could have went home, right, because I had my mom and dad back in New York saying, come on home. But the Holy Spirit he would not release me. He's like, no, I'm going to teach you something through this. So it was through that season of obedience when it hurt, when I looked crazy because people were like, what are you doing? Just go home.
Uh-huh.
That literally God prepared me for the season, what we would go through, the drought season that we would go through. So while my husband, he may have been struggling as far as, you know, because as a man, you know, you are built to say, I must provide for my family.
Yes.
And so when things aren't working out in your favor, you have all these gifts and talents and no door opens and you're seeing everything fall apart, you start something in you, you know, there will be in a struggle. But in that season, I was prepared because of that other season.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Wow. And you touched on so many things. I have so many questions now.
Mm-hmm.
One is, and you know, when you see your husband going through this,
mm-hmm.
how do you step in and be of support? Because a lot of times, and I experienced this with a past relationship, you know, you want to step in, you want to be of support. Sometimes women can overstep, and
mm-hmm.
it's almost like we're trying to be God
mm-hmm.
to our mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come in and we can fix everything where we want to fix
mm-hmm.
and don't let God have the position
mm-hmm.
to do what it is that he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then also being, you know, knowing how to not be too much, but not be too
mm-hmm.
small either.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It's about the Holy Spirit. I feel like you have to have a fine ear. You have to listen. You have to pray and listen for what the Holy Spirit says. It's just like, let's say you have a situation where you have a friend who's or a person that's maybe suicidal. They're on the verge of maybe jumping off of a bridge. You don't just come in there like, girl, you ask the Holy Spirit, like, Lord, how do I minister to this person when they're feeling incapable, or however they're feeling? Give me the words in season, you know, and let my words be intentional seeds sown to build up and not tear down. And so in that season, it's almost like the prophetic. You turn on your discernment and your prophetic, you know, the gifting. If you operate in the prophetic, or if you operate in wisdom, which I feel we all should have the gift of wisdom, but we can ask the Holy Spirit, like, Lord, how do I – give me the words to speak, you know. So – number one, one thing, and my husband will boast in this, is that I'm always supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to nag you. I'm never going to use words that, number one, you're already feeling, as a man, you already have maybe possible defeated thoughts already because you have your high expectations, and if things are not happening as you expect, and then somebody comes now and starts, like, picking at you and saying, mm-hmm. oh, that's why you can't do this and that. Why did it? No, no, no. Like, the whole way through, you know, God, and it was the Holy Spirit, gave me a heart of support where it's like, babe, I'm with you. If we're going to be sleeping on this floor, we're going to be sleeping on this floor, you know. Because, no, I'm serious, because when we moved into, when we first moved here and we moved, finally got into our apartment, we didn't have a bed. We had just enough money, and that's people, you know, blessing us in order for us to pay the, you know, the first month, last month rent. We had no cups, we had no other money. We had no furniture. Mm-hmm. And I'm pregnant at this time, too. I found out when I got here I was pregnant. So imagine me, I'm about maybe 3 months pregnant, you know, or so, and we're sleeping on the floor in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
We rolled up that clothes, the little shirts and stuff out the suitcase, that his shirts, my shirts, our son's shirts, and we made a little platter, bed platter, whatever you want to call it, and we slept on there. And, I mean, I could, in that instant, turn on and say, see, what we doing here?
Yeah.
But, no, it's like you ask God, Lord, show me where we're going. Like, give me a snapshot as well of where we're going so I could water. I could put let my words water our future and our presence to get us to the future. I'm not going to nag. I'm going to support him because I want him to feel, you know, like he's Superman. You know
Amen.
What I mean?
Amen.
So that's what I did in that season, just support him, you know. And whatever he said, I'm like, okay, we can do this. And when he, if he felt like, okay, you know, I don't know what's going on. No, we're speaking life. We're speaking life, you know, in that time. And we both do that for each other. It was like we sharpen each other. When I'm low, he's like, no, babe, come on, you can do this. You know, you're smart. You're intelligent, you know.
Yes.
And I do the same thing for him. So.
Praise God. You know, another question that I have, and I know Coach D has some questions too. So, Coach D, if you have to jump in and cut me off, because I will keep going and going and going. And
I was sitting back here feeling some kind of way, and I said, well, God, this is such a great interview. I almost forgot that I was a co-host. I thought I was just listening in. But, I mean, oh, my God, this is dynamic. I'm sure at some point I'm just going to butt in. I'm just going to kind of kick my way through the door and ask some questions. But I just think, wow, one of the things you mentioned, you know, it's so dynamic. You mentioned just before you were saying that you had went through a season in your own life, and I'm believing you were single when you went through that season. And then and it prepared you for this season. And it's just ironic because I have a show that I'm doing, and the show is called Present Purpose by Past Pain. In other words, that those past pains, like you said, that past experience, which was very probably painful for you, prepared you for your present purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's speaking to me.
Exactly.
That's all I want to say.
Yeah, because we have to realize that nothing is wasted with God. What we feel like, oh, I wasted 10 years of my life. You know, number one, there's the restoration power of God where he's able to restore the time and the time that the locust, the palm worm, the everything that has come to devour you up, you know. And you're sitting there and you're sitting there in regret and you're like, man, like, this happened, that happened, but nothing is wasted in God. Even the mistakes, he divinely orchestrates it so that it somehow serves our purpose. It almost brings a definition and a precision to our purpose. So I would encourage people who are listening, you know, nothing is wasted. You know, like in the season that I was in, I found myself even getting bitter against God because I'm here saying, Lord, you're telling me be still. You know, you won't let the doors open. I'm praying. I'm doing the best that I can do. And, I mean, there's nights I cry because I'm sleeping on people's floors. I'm sleeping in people's cars. I'm in the same clothes some days for, like, 3 days straight because I couldn't change my clothes. I didn't have access to my clothes because somebody had it in their storage somewhere, and they wouldn't let me go get my stuff. So you know, there were days that I would cry, and I was hungry. There's days I was hungry. You know, I'm sitting there like, I haven't ate food maybe, you know, in a couple of days, or, you know, maybe I had like some french fries because it was 99 cents, and all I had, it was 99 cents in my pocket, and they had, you know, the Wendy's menu, you know, back in the day when it was 99 cents. That would be my favorite place, you know. So sometimes we sit and we cry, we complain, we're like, God, why? And then our hearts get bitter towards God, and we lose our hope, and we lose faith in God, and faith in the fact that he said, whatever I promise shall come to pass, because we don't realize that he's divinely orchestrating these things to, number one, expand you, to stretch you in order to hold more in the future. You don't know what a year from now looks like, and the mental strength you're going to need in order to walk into the next season. So he's allowing, he's not sending people to stab you in the back, but he's using that because he sees, okay, a year from now, she's going to need the mental toughness.
Wow.
He's going to need, you know, he's going to need he's going to need the wisdom from this situation in order to look and discern the next season, you know, but we don't see it like that. So sometimes we need to put our spiritual goggles on, mm-hmm. so that we can really see what we're going through and see that, wait a minute, I'm in the hand of God, and God is using this. He's somehow, some way, it's going to, that's for me to be more fruitful in the future.
Amen, amen. And I know that we have listeners on the call. I definitely want to make sure we give the opportunity for our listeners, if you want to make a comment or you have a question for Lady Nova, you can press 1 on your dial pad. That will let our team know that you have a question, because, again, I will take up all the time because I have tons of questions.
And that's fine. Shoot away.
But, again, if you have any questions or you have any comments, please dial 1 on your dial pad. And in the meantime, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is that even for me, mm-hmm. I know that sometimes I'm going through this walk,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I want your purpose to drive my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I might get up in the morning and, you know, my surroundings don't look like what I know in my mind that God mm-hmm. is calling to me to. Or, you know, maybe I'm going, you know, I don't own a car. My
mm-hmm.
kids, my daughters own cars.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, you know, for my daughters, I did buy their cars, but I used to be in corporate,
mm-hmm.
and I used to make more money. And then
mm-hmm.
I got it to the point where I was only making $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But my rent and my mm-hmm. house payment was way more than that. And I'm like, well, God, what are we doing here? Because I feel like I'm going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
When nothing on the outside lines up with where you know that God is taking you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to keep believing on the inside
mm-hmm.
that you are who God called you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get up in the morning. I get up in the morning. I've had my clothes on for 3 days straight, but I know I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a leader. How do you do that?
It's only the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit gives us grace. You know, I think sometimes we look at grace as, oh, grace covers sin. You know, that the whole grace message that's out now. But grace is also the supernatural ability of God to walk through seasons, you know,
Ooh.
To walk through the water, the flood water, and not drown, to go through fire and come out not smelling like smoke. That's the grace of God.
Oh, amen.
That's
amen.
The grace of God, you know. So it's more of you really and truly relying on the Spirit of God to keep you,
mm-hmm.
just relying on the Spirit of God to give you dreams and vision in the midnight hour, you know, like how at night is when you dream.
Yeah.
Because that's when God is downloading into you. So in the night seasons of our lives, you know, God is downloading vision to keep us from, you know, getting distracted with the natural. Like when daytime comes, you're like, Lord, I done woke up. Give me back my dreams. But I think you could connect the night season of, like, quote-unquote, literal night season, when you're sleeping literally, with a night season when everything is dark and you can't see the next step. That's when you dream,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's when God downloads into you too, so.
Was there ever a time where you questioned if, Lord, do I really curious, is this really where you're telling me to go? Do I really hear your voice?
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know what? Maybe I should be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has, you know, the little thoughts of the enemy or self thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the Spirit of God where the voice, even though it's still loud.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that God deals with me, he'll download pictures into my mind. Like, for instance, when I started my business, right?
Uh-huh.
I have never had a retail job. That's number one, right?
Uh-huh.
Never worked in retail before. So I have no experience when it comes to running a boutique or, you know, even background information on how do you purchase, purchasing from the right vendors or yada, yada, yada. I've never had that. But when God downloads a vision into you, it's something about it, for me, you can't turn it up. And the more you try to turn it up and you say, oh, let me just go do this, it starts to scream loud on the inside. You lose sleep trying to, you know, because it's like stirring on the inside of you,
yeah.
If you get what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, that's been my, I guess, the navigational system. Though you're in the midst of a sea and there's a storm everywhere, your navigational system will point, say, no, keep going north. You get what I'm saying? So
uh-huh.
That's been my navigational tool, that's saying, no, keep going in that direction. When you do hear, because everybody goes through that, like, you know, because you still have parts of you that's the flesh, that hasn't died yet, you
uh-huh.
know, where you're working through, maybe you've gone through different things, whether it's in your childhood or even in adulthood, where you, it's self-limiting belief systems
mm-hmm.
that, and it challenges your faith. It challenges your vision that God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
But when God, like I said, God's vision, it just shouts louder than those, you know, because we all have it, you know, but it's about listening to the right voice.
And I love that you shared that, because I know, especially for me in the past, not now, and there may be listeners on here that are can understand what I'm about to say, or, you know, really connect with this experience. But a lot of times when you're going through things, you think, okay, God, I'm not hearing you correctly, or
mm-hmm.
maybe you're doing this for other people. I see that other person
mm-hmm.
so successful, and it doesn't seem like that other person is going through all of
mm-hmm.
the same things that you're going through,
mm-hmm.
or all of the pains or, you know, stresses or challenges. It just seems like they have everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know people probably look at you and your husband and say, oh, they have a beautiful family. They have a brand new church. We were supposed to start a church, or we were supposed to have
mm-hmm.
this happy marriage, but don't know that in order to get all of those things,
mm-hmm.
there were valleys that you
oh,
had
yeah.
to go through
mm-hmm.
and that you had to choose. I'm going to continue to walk to this valley,
mm-hmm.
through this valley, because I know on the other side of this valley
yeah.
is, you know, my peak.
Mm-hmm.
And that while I'm going through all of this, the hand of God
mm-hmm.
is,
He's guiding. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But we have to also remember that the scriptures say God will never give us more than we can bear,
mm-hmm.
good or bad.
Wow.
So a lot of times we're praying, we say, I want this. You know, you have this huge vision, and you're like, well, I was supposed to be doing this. Everybody else getting their breakthrough but me. But there's something about God where he surveys our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows what you can and cannot handle. You think you can handle it, but he knows what you can and cannot handle. He's not going to give you more than you can handle. And even sometimes, because I remember this, and me and my hubby, we did a like a Facebook Live video one time, because a few months ago, I was having like the struggle with the business, because I'm like, man, I launched this boutique, and, you know, you're going through these barriers of, like, you know, how can I build my customer base? And I'm not getting enough sales like I want to, when I want to. Come on, people. I want to be sold out, you know. Sold out, you know. And so it's so funny how God speaks to us in those random moments when we're having our little pity party, quote, unquote. So I was reading the kids a, you know, the Bible story of David and Goliath. Mm-hmm. And as I'm reading to them, I'm like, okay, time to pray. The Holy Spirit starts dealing with me, you know. And he's like, Nova, remember the lion and the bear. And I'm like, okay, you know, because he'll check me like that. That's how he talks to me sometimes in these random moments. I was like, okay. He said, remember that David had to go through the lion and the bear. And he said, we all go through lion and bear seasons before we get to our Goliath and before we get to our king / queenship, right?
Wow.
And he said that, he said, the lion and the bear season, quote unquote, for my people are those times where I'm stretching them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Nova, I'm using these seasons to expand your capacity to hold more. So there's a lot of times where we want bigger, we want better, but our capacity to hold the bigger, we're not capable yet because
mm-hmm.
we haven't been stretched. We haven't been stretched. We don't have the muscle. It's like going to the gym. You can't bench press 300 pounds of, like, a lift,
uh-huh.
you know, if your capacity is 100 pounds, you know, to max, your max press is 100.
Yeah.
And so he said the season of the lion and the bear represent the times where I'm using these things that seem, it seems big, you know, but I'm using it to expand your capacity. He also said to me, Nova, you know, here you are. You're like, Lord, you're confessing my business is going to be a multi-million dollar corporation and people are shopping. They're buying my clothes. They're doing this. They're doing that. He said, but you can't even handle $100 problems. You know, you buckle on the pressure, like whether it's, you know, something didn't go right. There you are frazzled. You're losing it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Get yourself together, girl, you know. So we want bigger and better and greater, but our capacity to hold the bigger, better, and greater, we haven't expanded. So he's like, this is what I'm using. This. These seasons are necessary. And a lot of times, he said, the people in the body of Christ, we fight the necessary seasons that allow us to be able to hold where I have and the places I have for them. So you ask him for more. Here go your lion and your bear. Overcome this time so that you can get to the next level. So.
Oh, amen. 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 I love that. Woo! Because, America, we
mm-hmm.
are in a microwave. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I want more, and I want now. I want it now. You know, you go to McDonald's, and you always want to upsize.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start putting that food in your mouth, and you start gaining that weight, you don't want to exercise at
mm-hmm.
all. And so, you know, I love the discipline of being able to say, you know, first of all, recognize
mm-hmm.
that the seasons that God has you in, times when we see those seasons, the first thing we want to do is run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to work out. We don't want to walk through. We want
mm-hmm.
to run. And
mm-hmm.
then, two, when you recognize it, embracing it, and learning how to praise in it,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the things that I see that you're capable of doing now is rejoicing in it, but
mm-hmm.
you have to go through the part.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit. Yeah,
because
he checked me, and I was like, "Well, that there goes my pity party, you know, pity party over. Okay, to get the balloons out of here, you know, fire the DJ, because you know this pity party is over. Because a lot of times, I think we sit and we complain,
yeah.
and we have to have a perspective change as far as okay, God, show me what you're doing through this season. What are you making me into? Because he's creating something in you, you know, that's unbreakable, that's non-shakable. You know, you don't buckle on the pressure. You don't buckle on their, you know, maybe people talking about your people disagreeing with your brand. Like, I don't like this or that. Okay, you're not my customer. On to the next. You know, no, that, which
yeah.
is you have to have, you know, this thing about you, you know, in business, I believe. You know, and sometimes we're so weak, you know,
yeah.
and we don't realize it. Okay, no, we need these seasons because we're like pudding. Every single second we melt, and oh, so and so said this about my business, or this person said, oh, that price is too high. Okay, you're not my customer. You know,
yeah.
you have to be developed in that way. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's why some people will see, and then like the scripture, there is when the children of Israel they left Egypt. there's a part in the scripture, I don't know the exact reference, like the actual scripture reference, but it said that, I'm going to paraphrase it, the children of Israel, I could have took them through a shorter journey through the mountains, an 11-day journey into the promised land, but I saw fear. And because of that, I decided to take them through the wilderness. And so a lot of times you have some people, yeah, you're looking at them, you're like, how you get this 11-day, all of a sudden your business breaking through, you got people, you know, you have all these customers, you have this, and it's almost like overnight success, quote unquote. They didn't really take too long to build it, you know, and it's like thriving. And then you have you, you're like, man, here I'm on this 10-year journey, it's been 10 years, and I haven't seen, you know, the breakthrough like I want to. You know, you're looking at a person, maybe they've mastered fear and they've mastered themselves and the people-pleasing, when you have not. So now God has to take you through the wilderness and burn it out of you,
yeah.
Teach you to trust and not trust man but trust him. So
I love that. You know, and when we think about the wilderness, the first thing that comes to my mind, I don't know if any of our listeners can relate, but we think that we're wandering.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that they're wandering, but what I'm learning is that you have to, like you said, change your perspective,
mm-hmm.
and realize that you're walking,
mm-hmm.
and not wandering. Wandering is, I don't know where I'm going. I have no direction.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
Walking is more intentional.
Exactly.
We're walking with God. There's some things that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, and I have to be open,
mm-hmm.
and embrace what God
and
is doing.
And he's building my resume in the wilderness. He's qualifying me in the wilderness, you know.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, now you can go. Go ahead and take on the promised land. You know, go on into your Canaan where the grapes are big like the size of a man's head. You know, where are those grapes at? I want some of those, right? Can I get some grapes? Some Canaan grapes, Lord.
Amen.
In this season.
Amen. We all want the grapes. We all want to eat it, but we don't necessarily want a tin vine.
Exactly. Exactly.
And again, you know, I want to make sure that we're giving our listeners, and especially you, Coach
mm-hmm.
G, I want to make sure we're giving you all the opportunity to speak, because, again, I will continue speaking because I have so much more. I have so much more.
I'm truly enjoying the show. And yes, listeners, this is the time, if you have any questions or comments for the woman of God in regards to tonight's show, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. We always welcome questions and comments. But if you don't, we're going to continue on with the show. It's just been so dynamic, so rich, with so much information, but so many things that's key. And I think especially that's been relevant, the things that you're speaking about, even from your own life experience, has been relevant, especially, I believe, for 2017, because I really believe that there's some things, a lot that's going on in the spiritual realm right now. And I just keep hearing God saying that if we focus on everything outside of that, if we focus, you know, we got so many people focused on, you know, on the elections and political and upset communities and race wars. And, you know, that's all that's all a distraction from the enemy to keep us focused on outside things. And God is trying to get his people. We're in these last time harvest, you know, and he's trying to get his people to focus on him, focus on him, focus on him, focus on the word, because he wanted to do some great things in this time. He wants to do signs and miracles. He wants to use his children, you know, but we have to be connected. We got to be totally focused on him. And the word I kept hearing even before 2017 is that this is the season, this is the now where the wealth of the wicked is getting ready to start converting to the righteous. So he's going to start allowing things to happen in our lives that are unexpected, so unplanned, meaning, you know, we're thinking, okay, I got to get this much money to do this. I'm sure the faith walk you're talking about, he's wanting these faith walks where we're believing.
Mm-hmm.
Just write the vision. Start doing the work. And he said, just start preparing. Abraham did all the work.
Exactly.
He got Isaac. He took him to the altar. He did everything. And all while he was doing that, do you know God never made himself visible to him? So he had to just do what, you know, he was waiting for God to say, I'm just playing. You know, joke's on me. My bad. Not really. Don't take your son. But Abraham had to keep moving, and he had to gather the wood, and he had to gather his son, and he had to gather the man. He had to travel up the journey by himself. He had to, you know, make an altar, get, you know, he did everything, and he had to do this, and somewhere in his heart, he had to believe that God was going to make a way, but he didn't hear from God. He didn't hear from God.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, he did it all the way to the end where he raised the knife up in his hand. And God said, and then God showed up on the scene. And when he looked up, when he looked up to God, he seen the provision. And so that, I think that's the season. This is the season we're in as believers, is that we have to stay focused. We have to stay connected. And your journey is just so relevant for times such as this. Everything that's going on in your life, from the church, from your, you know, from your occupation, that's going to actually help to support the vocation. And it's like kingdom business, kingdom business. So I'm just excited for you and Pastor Torian and just all that God is doing in your life. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So let's
I was going to say, on top of what you were just saying, oh, somebody's going to have a question.
No.
Question?
Nobody yet.
Oh, I was going to say, in connection to what you were saying as well, just to encourage somebody, because I talk to people all the time, especially with business ideas, and they have all this vision, but they won't step out. Like, I don't have the money. I don't have this. I started my online boutique. I started with just $200, literally.
Wow.
You know, and so I tell people, you know, God will partner with you, but you have to give him something to partner with, you know. Just start, you know, and he'll add to you. He'll add to you as you go. So just to encourage somebody to just step out. Don't keep using the same story of I don't have enough money, I don't have this. God will partner with you. And as you're taking steps, even if you don't have a dollar to your name, start writing the vision and start doing everything else that you can do in your power, and he will partner with you, and it will be birthed, you know? So, yeah.
You know, and because we're on the topic of the boutique, one of the things I'd love for you to do is give people the website where they can go and see the clothes. And then I want to share a little bit more about the boutique. You and I were talking about it earlier. A couple of the things that I really, really want to share is that one is that, again, when you go and you see the line of clothing that you have available there, trendy, yet it's classic, and it's classy, and it's so stylish that anyone who is looking to really have their own style, kind of develop how they want to present themselves to the world, they can go to your boutique and find exactly what they're looking for. And I'm not just saying this to pump up the boutique or anything like that. I definitely am not. I was sharing with Lady Nova earlier that I went to the, you know, in visiting the clothing line, because I was seeing little bits here and there of policies, and I was like, oh, that dress, that would look so good on me, or oh, that. And one of the things that God has been working with me on is becoming more comfortable in who he's called me to do, called me to be, and my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're thinking about your brand and developing your brand, you want to present yourself a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may not want to be too into trends. You may want to be classy and classic yet stylish. There are people out there who kind of like a little, you know, may like a little sex appeal, but not sexy to where I'm trashy, but I'm not showing too much, but I feel beautiful. I feel, you know, whatever the case may be, and all there, it's all available. And but it's not available just for small size women. You have plus size available.
Yeah,
too.
I recently had the plus size. Yeah.
But it's exciting. Anybody who loves clothes and don't want to be dressed like everybody else on the street, oh, I got that
You have to go to this boutique.
Yes.
But tell us more about, first of all, the website.
Okay.
And then what drove you to get the pieces that you have available?
Okay. So first off, the website, it's www.bcnovamarie.com. Again, it's www.bcnovamarie.com. And, well, actually, what happened was last January, God started speaking to me, and he started giving me a vision. He said, Nova, I want you to restore dignity to women through clothing, right? And I was like, restore dignity. Okay, you know how sometimes God gives you a part of a vision statement? He don't give you the full picture. So you're like, I guess I'll step out. I guess restore dignity, whatever that means. And so then as I started, you know, getting the pieces together, he started giving me more and more of the vision. And he said, okay, I want you to – so this is basically the vision of BC Nova Marie. What we do is – we, of course, provide nice, classy, classic pieces for every kind of women. And then and even little girls. I have little girls' clothing on there and accessories. But basically, the vision by the end of the year, I want to partner with a nonprofit that handles women who've been rescued from sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do is we'll donate, like, from a portion of the proceeds, go ahead and purchase work clothing.
Wow.
Go ahead and purchase, like, real nice casual wear and donate it to these women. We'll style them and donate, like, maybe 5-6 outfits to each woman.
Wow.
And by doing that, you restore their dignity, because sometimes we go through, like, transformation on the inside, but sometimes the outside needs transformation too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come in and just give them clothing that makes them feel beautiful again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where that vision came from. So, and as far as the pieces that I pick, me as a shopper before, I'm very eclectic as far as style wise, and so I like different kinds of styles. Right, I'm more on the conservative side,
mm-hmm.
but I still like different styles. I'm like, I'll see a dress, I'm like, oh, that'd be cute on so and so. I might not wear it, but so and so can wear it, right? But when I would shop, I'm like, man, like, number one, quality. You go and you, let's say you pay $50 to $100 for something, but then the quality, like, for this piece of material, like,
uh-huh.
it should be less than that, right? So I was having a problem with when you shop quality products. Number two, not looking like everybody and classic pieces. So how do you look, find pieces that people could maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, you're still pulling out of your closet. It's still relevant. So that's how I pick the pieces. And I make sure I, if you have, like, you know, some people, they like their back, you're like, you know, they want to cut out back type of dress. And I was like, okay, I know people are going to be buying those type of styles of things. So let me get something, but give them the length. So you're going to have the midi. It's going to hit you over your knee.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still, you know, you're still, even though you have the cutout back, it's still length to it, you know?
Yeah.
And so add a little bit more modesty to those type of pieces, you know?
Which I love. I definitely, you know, when you look at the clothing that's in the world, and a lot of people don't understand the way you present yourself,
mm-hmm.
a lot people can't. We don't, as children of God, we don't want to base who we are on
mm-hmm.
what other people perceive. And we do want to understand is the way that we present ourselves. A lot of times, that's how people see the God in you.
You are your brand, you know.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You're coming to a place and you're representing God in your life and how God, what God does with your life. But then you're not looking like what you
mm-hmm.
what
you're
you
proclaiming. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so, again, taking my brand to the next level, I saw a lot of pieces, I say a lot, that would just, you know, you see a jacket that you can pair with so many different
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to, for those of us, I recently saw this this documentary, and it was saying that this lady, she took 33 pieces of clothing and
mm-hmm.
wore them for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying this to say, you know, a lot of times we try and overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the
pieces that you have in your boutique,
mm-hmm.
it's not something that you have to overdo.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in there and you can find certain pieces that really take your wardrobe and how you feel about yourself
yeah.
to the next level.
Yeah.
You can go in there and you can purchase 2 pieces. You can purchase
mm-hmm.
5 pieces.
And we have a sale right now, by the way. We have a sale, 20 to 60% off currently. Uh-huh. Saving the jackets are on sale.
Yeah,
right
when
now.
You get your pumpkin dress in the plus size, let me know. Hello? Hello? I think we did we lose our callers? I think you ladies might check your mute button. Okay, well, I'm going to keep talking until our guests come back. She may have lost her connection. This has been just a dynamite show for you that's listening in. If you have a question, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. I'm sure our guests would love to answer any other questions you may have. If you have any questions for myself or Minister LaDon, dial 1 on your dial pad, and then we could continue on. Again, if you did not get the website for her boutique, which really has some nice items in it, you might just want to go check it out. Pretty reasonable as well. Again, that website is bcnovamarie.com. Again, that's B as in boy, C as in Charlie, Nova, N-O-V-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E.com. And again, they have plus sizes, regular sizes, jumpsuits, dresses, tops, blouses, accessory, purses, just everything that you could think of. And just not overwhelming. You know how you could go into a website and it has clothing and so much stuff that you kind of get overwhelmed? Well, this has just really nice quality pieces. It's not very overwhelming. So you could really go in there and just be able to really get a glance of what, you know, to see what she has and what's something that you may like. We are at the end of our show, and I was trying to see if our guest is going to make it back on, but she may have had some technical difficulties. But we are towards the end of our show, and we just thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Woman tonight. We pray that there was something that was said in this journey, this faith walk, that has inspired you, encouraged you, empowered you, and to just go forth and just do what you know that's in your heart to do, what God has called you to do, whatever that vision is that he's given you, that dream. And maybe you've been dreaming this dream for years and you just never could really figure out how to make it happen or how to manifest it. And I say to you, this is the time. There's no time better than now to step out and do all that he's called you to do in this season. Because, you know, I think it was Miles Monroe who had wrote a book, and in this book it said that the graveyard is full of dreams, unlived dreams. The graveyard is full of ideas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so knowing that and to know that God has given you these skills and these talents for his kingdom, because when he created you in his image. So he's given you all these tools and skills. And when you just sit on them and you don't move forward out of life fear, just know that that's not God. That's not God that's having you stagnant or sitting still. And our guest is back. So I didn't know what happened to you, ladies.
I must have been talking too much. Go ahead. Please bring in the caller.
But is
okay.
a question?
Well, we don't have any.
Perfect.
We don't have any callers. That's asking to come in. I think everybody's just so excited about what's went forth. But
you sure you don't
ask
questions, people? I've got answers for you. Ask the questions.
Look, while you have her here and she's giving her much time, ask away.
Ask away. Yes, it's been just so much exciting information.
Babe,
I tell you.
If you listen, ask the question, babe.
I know. Ask me if you're there and you want to ask a question. Go ahead. What were you saying, Coach B?
Oh, no, no, I was, no, I was, oh, he did, wait, we got a question, we got a question.
Yes.
Area code 909, last four, 8873, welcome to Woman to Woman.
Well, thank you for having me on Woman to Woman. Appreciate you, Women to Women. Thank you so much. Let me tell you why I got a question. I got a question for Miss Supernova. Okay. My question is, why does all of your clothes have to look good? Because now I got to dig in my bank account because my wife just seen a whole bunch of clothes. She's like, ooh, 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 that's cute. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So I just want to thank you for having some nice looking clothes that now I got to get for my wife. So appreciate you, Woman to Woman. Thank you very much. This is the man talking to the women.
Well, thank you.
I'll tell your husband.
And we have another caller.
Thank you for that comment.
Last four, 9581. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Well, thank you so very much. This is Tori and Scott. I'm calling to see if I can get the number of the lady who just absolutely blew this call up, you know what I'm saying? Wow, babe, what a great, 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 great job. Okay, my question to you is how do you, because there's a lot of women out there that are birthing a dream, but they are juggling the responsibilities that they have with their children. How do you remain mom and mogul at the same time?
Well, a person I've never heard of before. I feel like the Lord is saying you're dark skinned. Yeah. Hello, person on the line. All right. Well, actually, for me, the juggling comes with prioritizing and organization because you have to have some type of organization to it. So in the mornings, I give you a snippet of my day. You know, I wake up, and number one, they're in my bed because they sneak in the bed around 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so you find kids, they're sleeping on your arm. So I start off by, reaching for my phone without making too many movements. I read my Bible. Uh-huh. I pray and really ask God, you know, invite God into my day. I do breakfast, you know, and then I dive into whatever I need to do, and then I jump back into juggling them as well. Because when I first started, because I started doing hand-beaded shirts. When I first started, 2 years ago, it was hand-beaded shirts. I customized uh-huh. shirts. And I would have to stay up later. Mm-hmm. So after everybody went to sleep, snoring, yeah. I would be up, you know, working on my dream, researching, you know. So maybe 1 in the morning, I'm up to 1, 2 in the morning working on that stuff. And then get up back in the morning again. But you have to do whatever it takes, you know, and you're going to make the time. Because we all make time for what we find important. So you give the time to your children, your spouse, you know, but then you sacrifice maybe some extra sleep that you would normally, you know, mm-hmm. Sleep in and or go to bed, say maybe you're a 9 o'clock person. You sacrifice for a season. You know, you may have to be going to bed at 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning in order to birth this thing. If you're really serious about it, you'll find the time. Mm-hmm. So does that answer your question, young man that I've never met in my whole entire life?
Yeah, you all right. You good.
Well, thank you, Pastor T, for that question. You know, another thing that came to mind, and you know, I am stuck on the clothes.
That's fine.
But one of the things that, as women, we always, I know I do. I don't know about mm-hmm. anybody else, so I'm not going to say we always. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, when I dress, especially when I had a special someone in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wanted to dress to make sure I'm keeping his attention mm-hmm. or make sure I'm dressed dressed to be attractive and different things like that. One of the things that I love about your clothing
mm-hmm.
is that you don't have to compromise.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing that God was just laying out on my heart and laying it on my spirit is that you don't have to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as women of God, we compromise so that we can be, again, sexy
mm-hmm.
or, you know, center of attention or
mm-hmm.
attractive or what
mm-hmm.
have you. When you purchase this clothing,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to compromise your beliefs, your values.
Mm-hmm.
You can be all those things that you
mm-hmm.
want to be and still stay in your anointing.
And I think, too, I think you hit something right there. You have to think of, I think some women, if you are dressing for attention,
mm-hmm.
now you have to go to, like, where in your childhood or where along the way of your journey have did you feel abandonment and rejection? Because all that stuff goes right back to that. And so, you know, I would say, you know, even to a person like that, you know, ask God to fill those voids and to show you that though my mother and father may leave me, you take me up as your own. And I am enough because the Father of the universe, the God who created everything, he's saying he's taking me up personally. He never rejects me, you know. And
yeah.
so I think a lot of times that's what happens in there. I just want to, you know, throw that one out there, too, because
yeah,
a lot of times a lot of us as women, you know, we go through things and it shows in how we dress. Why do we pick certain things? Why are we, you know, risque? Some people are risque because they want the attention to fill that void
mm-hmm.
that or that longing for somebody to see them, even
yeah.
though people are not really seeing you, you know? So, anyway, yes.
Definitely, you know, and you know, you, a lot of us, especially right now as we're finding our way,
mm-hmm.
back in when I was younger, that's when more of the videos started coming out where you see women dressed a certain
mm-hmm,
way,
mm-hmm.
And so that culture and that environment is playing in on you saying, okay, if I dress like this,
mm-hmm.
this is what I get.
Mm-hmm.
But you have this image of yourself on the inside of, you know, being anointed, staying in purpose and still feeling and
mm-hmm.
looking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I look at those your clothing line, and it could just be me, but I don't think so. I think that other clothes might too. But you can stay in that place of
mm-hmm.
I don't have to show anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be revealing what I put on. I can feel. It doesn't have to be too big. It doesn't have to be
mm-hmm.
too small. It doesn't have to be too tight. It's just right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
right. And so, you know, again, I'm super excited about the clothing. I'm super excited about your what you share with us this evening, because I think most of our listeners will walk away from this call being more excited about their own
mm-hmm.
lives, being more excited about the call
yeah.
of God in their own.
And they can do it, like, for the callers who are listening out there, you know that no matter how busy you get, you know, like, for instance, for me, when I first had, like, when you first, sometimes we lose ourselves in our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that, you know, God has spoken to me some specific things before I even, you know, got married and got pregnant and had children, you know, and I think sometimes too, we lose ourselves and we start, you know, you start, because I mean, there are seasons for everything. I mean, you have a newborn, there may be a season where you have to give more attention and care to your newborn baby, but don't get lost that season that you don't tackle and pursue what God has put in your heart, because God saw before he spoke to you your purpose. He saw that you could have kids.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that you'd be married, but he still said, you will have a business, or you will, you know, you're going to have XYZ. Whatever God has spoken to the listener, know that before all these complications or quote-unquote things that we feel like are it's overwhelming our lives, the bills, or this, or that, he still spoke purpose before he saw all the shortcomings, the failings, before he saw, you know, the family, before he saw. He's still speaking to you now and saying, I still... The fact that I'm calling you has never changed, because all these different dynamics within your family structure has changed, you know. So I want to encourage the listener as well that, you know, you're still called, you know. God is still tugging at you and saying step out regardless of what you think, that you're not, oh, I can't do it because of this. I'm doing it. I mean, I'm doing it by the grace of God, so I know you could do it too, right? We all could do it, you know. We all could do it. We all could sacrifice that extra hour. We all could sacrifice comfort, you know, for a season and just step out and do what he's telling you to do, you know.
Amen. I think that is a perfect way to wrap up our call.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go, again, I'm going to pass the mic over to Denise, and then I'm going to, of course, let our listening audience know if they have a comment before we go. Denise will handle everything. But
mm-hmm.
I definitely want people to know how to get to the church.
Okay.
Where the church is located. And again, you know, how to... clothing line for
mm-hmm.
those who are looking to begin their brand, start their
mm-hmm.
brand, you know, have fun with being who God called them to be.
Okay. So the church is located, we have services every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for now. It's in Brea. It's 401 South Brea Boulevard, Brea, California, 92821. And if you want to just look it up, it's the Brea Lions Scout Center. So every Saturday at 6 p.m. And we're in a series right now. My husband, he's doing an awesome job teaching on Unlocked and God unlocking the treasure he put on the inside of you. So for those who may have a purpose, may have a dream, and you feel like, Lord, I need to be unlocked. I want to get out whatever is in me. I want to get it out and share it with the world. You can come and join us for our series. So 6 p.m. every Saturday, and you're more than welcome. Everybody, anybody's welcome and invited to come on out. And I love our church, by the way. Worship is dynamic.
Yeah. I'm sure.
The word is awesome. And it's only from 6 to 7:30, 7:20, 7:30, so it's literally an hour and a half, and then you're out of there. And then it's close to downtown Brea, so after, if you want to, you know, go after on a date with your honey cakes, you know, you can go to church and at the date, and then go to the movies and go to a restaurant. You can do all that stuff and knock all that stuff out. And then also, they can also follow me on Instagram. I have a business page, it's BC Nova Marie on Instagram, and also Facebook. I have that you can like, and it'll give you all the updates, and you'll always see like new arrivals and whatever that's new that's coming up, because even in April,
mm-hmm.
April 8th, I'm going to be having a fashion show. It's going to be a ladies fashion show brunch. And so if you're interested in even that, you know, tickets are going to be limited. It's going to be like more of an exclusive / intimate type of fashion show / brunch where you'll be able to shop some of the new spring things that are coming in the next couple of months. I'm going to have available in the store. And so if you're interested in that, you can just follow me on Instagram or mainly my Facebook business page, the BC Nova Marie, and you'll see when I start selling tickets and, you
okay.
know, get the updates and all those different things and keep in contact. Yeah.
Oh, exciting, exciting, exciting.
Yes, definitely.
And then, Coach D, did you have anything that you'd like to ask?
Yes, two things. I would just... ask that you repeat the address of the church
Hold
one
on,
more
we can't
time.
Hear her. Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, we can't hear her. Did it not?
Can you? Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you guys well.
Okay, perfect.
Can
you
hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
go ahead.
Okay. So, I just wanted... Nova, I just wanted you to repeat the address of the church one more time just to make sure that people got it. Again, that's
okay.
on Saturday evenings. The service is on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. And what's that address again?
Mm-hmm. It's 401 South Brea Boulevard, Brea, California, 92821. Or they can look up the Brea Lions Scout Center. So we have our services there. We're going to be transitioning into Sunday services soon. More than likely before Easter. So, but for now, it's Saturdays at 6 p.m.
Oh, amen.
Okay, great. And then the other thing is you didn't mention, you said that you haven't, did you mention a date for your fashion show brunch or not quite yet?
Yes, I did. It's going to be April 8th, like from 1 to 4 p.m. And I'm going to be selling tickets. Where the cutoff, I'm only doing 50 tickets. So, yeah. So that will be up on my Facebook, the Facebook business page, as soon as I set up, like, I guess the Eventbrite or wherever you can put the PayPal for the ticket sales. It will go up there as soon as I get all that stuff organized, you know. Mm-hmm. I just confirmed the location today, so I was like, yay, so I could tell people about it now, you know. But it's going to be more exclusive and more intimate so that we can pay attention to the details. Because I'm very, when it comes to events, I love, like, real, you know.
I saw the photo of it was a dinner that you guys had, and it was, like, so beautiful.
Yeah, no, I like to, when I do stuff, I like, because I believe things should be classy, it should be excellent, it should be classy, you should pay attention to detail, and people should have fun, you know, because that's the way you get people, even unsaved people to be like, wow, like, you know, they marvel at the food, they marvel at things like that, and they're like, how can I, girl, you love Jesus, and you're doing all, you know, you don't want to do anything halfway when you're doing things for the kingdom. It got to be on the same level or better than what the world does. So,
amen.
Yeah.
You just describe the church and you describe the clothing line with those words.
Yeah. So we want to take it to the next, you know, it's going to be really nice. So this will allow me to pay attention to detail, to mingle with every person there and to make sure we're able to add some really nice touches, you know, that you won't be able to see unless you're there, you know. But we'll be able to add some really nice touches to the event. So we're making it real intimate. So first come, first served.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when you do have the link, make sure you give it to us so that
okay,
we can
definitely
make sure our listeners know.
Definitely.
And I'm sure you guys will want to be looking out for that. So, again, BC Nova Marie.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that on Facebook and you can find that on
Instagram
as
mm-hmm.
well. And then, Coach D, did you have anything else?
Yes, I just, well, no, I was just going to, whenever you guys are ready, I could go ahead and close us out. So we just want to thank our
listeners.
We want to thank our listening audience on tonight. Thank you for joining us for such a rich show. We appreciate your support. And we just ask that you continue to support MCD Network on Tuesday evenings, Woman to Woman at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on Thursday evenings, Processing the Pain at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have a great guest that's going to be on Thursday, Pastor Ray Williams with Love Covenant Church in Dallas, Senior Pastor. So we are excited and we just thank the woman of God for sewing into Woman to Woman on tonight and being such a blessing to all that was listening in. Again, if there's any information that our listening audience, if you didn't get some information, please feel free to hit us up on the Woman to Woman page on Facebook, MCD page on Facebook, or you could personally hit up Minister LaDon or myself also on Facebook. Know that you are loved and appreciated, and we'll see you next week.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life. Sing it again. Woman to woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Whoa, boom, boom.